So yesterday at training camp, Norm was joined by Wade Phillips, the Cowboys head coach, who we've all noticed has been a bit more relaxed, a bit more confident this year. I think there are several elements that go into that. The fact that he finally won a playoff game last year, I think that has him walking a little taller. The fact that he lost some weight, I think he feels better about himself. The fact that he knows he's got a really good team this year, so his record is most likely only going to get a lot better. So I think Wade's feeling good about himself and his team. When Gordo cornered him the few times down at training camp, he was always very talkative. In fact, Wade would corner Gordo sometimes instead of Gordo cornering Wade with the wireless microphone. And Wade once or twice mentioned the fake Wade. Well, he mentioned it again yesterday with Norm.
You know, that's who I am right now. I am the fake Wade. A lot of people thought it was George anyway, so... I'm actually doing the fake George right now. So. Who's on first, right?
What do you think of the fake Jerry?
He's funny, but I guess it's a form of flattery, to be imitated. But sometimes it's not as quite as funny to us as it is to y'all.
Oh. That's aimed right at you, Gordon. Because he was talking about fake Jerry there at the end.
All right, so what do you think Wade thinks of fake Wade?
Oh, I think it kind of bugs him, but he's getting used to it. I mean, he's in an awkward situation. I mean, you're listening to this stuff, and obviously it's not flattering.
Mm-hmm.
It's such an exaggeration, though, that it's funny.
Right.
I mean, none of these, like Chan Gailey. Listen to fake Chan Gailey, which we're about to hear here in a little bit.
Not too far off.
No, it is far off. And you have to listen to that and go, okay, I'm not that big a country bumpkin. But then you have to realize, all right, the guys are on the radio and they're creating a caricature that's funny.
Yeah.
What do you think Jerry thinks of the fake Jones, as he says?
You know, I think he's not fully aware of all the aspects of fake Jerry.
What a shock.
What's going on?
I get the image that Jerry, when he's in the car, either driving himself, which I think he does most of the mornings, or being driven, I think he may have the show on, but I think he's got so much else going on that he only catches bits and pieces.
Yeah, it doesn't register.
Of every show in town, and maybe once in a while he catches fake Jerry. Maybe listens to it for 20 seconds, but then he's got Steven calling him on the other line or some other NFL GM or owner. And I think he's juggling 20 things all day long.
You don't think someone has played it for him in the office?
I bet they have.
They have, too.
But with Jerry, it just kind of goes in one ear and out the other. Oh, that's good. That's good. We certainly appreciate the fans.
Yeah, he'll get another phone call in the office and get distracted.
But I think it must bother Wade a lot if he's acknowledging it.
A lot? He's acknowledging it a lot.
He is the first and only Cowboy coach ever to acknowledge it, right?
No, Dave Campo used to acknowledge
the fake Campo.
The fake Campo.
Yeah.
You guys obviously talking about me again today.
I don't really talk that way. Yeah.
But I also think Wade is the Cowboys coach who's most concerned about what the media says and thinks about him.
No doubt about it.
That's why I think it bothers him a lot.
Well, I wish it wouldn't, because I like Wade, and I don't want him to feel like we're attacking him personally.
I think generally it doesn't bother him that much. I think if he listens, the only time it bothers him is if we get really awkward or dark, and he just kind of fidgets and goes, I don't know why they said that.
Now, Junior, you'd never heard from Parcells about your fake Parcells, did you?
No.
He must have liked it.
Yeah, I hear he loved it.
Yeah.
Remember Wade?
No. He did comment on it. Remember?
Really?
He did?
The bit of the draft. Remember when we did the draft of the Jerry and Parcells calling? That was played for Parcells, and he thought it was hilarious.
Really?
Especially when they undrafted the guy. Yeah. Parcells thought it was hilarious.
Well, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
I think it does bother Wade. I think the fake Wade does bother him, and I think that's why he talks about it. But I think he looks at it this way. At least they're still doing it, which means I still have a job.
I still got a gig.
And I think he's okay with that. He would rather have the gig and have to put up with fake Wade then have the gig and fake Wade go away.
I think it bugged him in the beginning, and now he's he's adjusted to it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think he may have kind of liked it in the beginning, then it really bugged him, and now he's back to being okay with it. Because remember, the first time we interviewed the guy, first thing he said was, "You like hamburgers?"
Yeah.
Yes.
And that was in person.
Yes. And we all just laid out.
We all just fidgeted and messed with our papers.
I think George and Gordon were pointing at each other. You know,
it's him.
Gordo threw George under the bus.
Really? No, we wouldn't do that.